Hey, this is Cycle Breaker Juliana, bringing you conversations and thoughts on how to break cycles and patterns and false beliefs and false programming that are holding you back in your life. To instill belief that you are powerful and that you are capable, you can heal and stand in your own power, advocate for yourself, for truth, and for others. Welcome. All right. Welcome, welcome. This is Juliana Sauber, day three of the Talk to Yourselves Challenge. Are you excited? Are you having fun? Hopefully you've got some really interesting revelations happening. I am always interested to hear what people are experiencing, what new things come up, especially as if you've not really engaged with your body and kind of tapped in and really listened. That can be a very new experience. The other thing that I experienced when I first started doing this is that we've been taught this belief that we don't have any control over this. And so to rewire that belief, sometimes the first time you do it, you go, "I don't know that I believe this is the case." I'll encourage you towards two things. Number one is every new thing requires a trial period to make sure it's going to work. To see sometimes those the outcomes and the results that we want. So keep going forward and give it a real go. You know, don't half-ass it. Just give it a real go. You know, maybe the first time I did it, I was like, okay, so let me just repeat these. And then the second time I was like, well, okay, so that kind of worked, I think. So let me try it again. And I kept going. And what I found was when I really put that intention to it, when I really sat down and said, okay, this is working. I'm doing this. Let me put some real oomph to it. That's when I noticed the biggest changes. So I had a situation where the right side of my body was more painful than the left. And the right side of the body tends to represent the male influences in our life. So there was a particular individual in my life that had been challenging. And so I'd been doing some work and some healing along those lines. And so what I did was I set forth a command before I went to sleep that any and all energies related to that person, anything that was affecting my right side and causing me pain, were to be removed, were to go away, and for all of that to be resolved and healed and brought back to what I like to refer to as the original blueprint. So I went to sleep and I was really serious. I mean, I was like, this is happening. And I went to sleep and I can tell you, I woke up the next morning and felt very, very different. It was like I had two separate halves of my body. So I'm doing the same thing with my left side to make sure that I get that full and complete healing. And I've done things like extend my telomeres, things like that, which is about youth and feeling vital as we progress through time. That is probably a little bit more along the lines of advanced. But remember that this is about having this conversation with your cells and healing and bringing forth vitality and bringing you back to the original blueprint. Now, the original blueprint is really the blueprint of what was given to you when you were conceived, when the creator, God, brought you forth and said, this is the blueprint of this individual. And that is this amazing, vital, incredible person. So you're okay where you're at today, and you continue to march forward and do other incredible things to bring you back to that blueprint, to that essence. So I encourage you to put forth consistent, concerted effort to make this happen. And I'm going to say, do this every day for 30 days. By the time you get your, like if you, we get through, there's really three or four steps. So you can walk through the three or four steps in 5 or 10 minutes a day. It's really not going to take you long. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate at all to put forth that effort, set aside that 15 minutes and go for it. Okay. So yesterday I brought up an essential oil to start with. I brought up a grounding oil. So the one that I brought today was Northern Lights Black Spruce. This is something I just like to add to the regimen, and I'll just put a little here. Smell it. This is one I like in my hair, which is having a wild hair day today. That's okay. That's the nature of it. So this is my grounding. This is my settle myself, settle in, bring myself out of the chaos and the stress and the go, 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 bring myself back out of that. So that's that. And then today is going to be a little bit more uplifting. So we're doing a little bit more work to raise things up. So one thing is I talked about Believe. This is one of my favorite blends. And that's an incredible one. And just smelling it makes a difference. But you can also, again, put a little on your hands, smell it. And then I want to bring in orange today because orange is happiness. Orange is uplifting. It's light. It's joyful. And it helps your body to detoxify, to clear things that maybe no longer belong or aren't serving your best and highest good. Okay. So today we're going to move into speaking about health. We need a little more narrow focus. We're going to speak specifically about health. And the first thing I want to suggest to you is pay attention to your language around a diagnosis. Don't own the diagnosis. Oftentimes when people will say to me, my blank, my lupus, my MS, my diabetes, my parasites. That implies ownership, and that really has a very strong effect on your body in terms of, well, that's, you know, that your subconscious goes, well, okay, she said that's ours, so we're going to keep it. That belongs to us. We're going to keep that. But if that's not something you want to keep, and a diagnosis is simply a word, I want to diffuse some of that power that the word tends to try to have over us. It is a word. It is a word that has been applied to a definition. That definition, you have the choice of whether or not you say, this is my definition of me, or this is an element of my experience. It's an element of my experience. It's a piece of it. Maybe it's a lesson. Maybe it's something I need to know more about. Maybe it's something that will spur me into a new way of living, a new course of action. So see it as a teacher would be a great way to look at that, rather than something you own. Don't own it. So if you're saying that, I'd encourage you to take that out of your vocabulary. Be conscious, be aware, observe your language and how you talk to people and shift that. Shift it to, I'm working on balancing blood sugar so I feel as healthy and vital as I can. I'm working on improving my health and my lifestyle and my emotional well-being so that I can run with my kids, play basketball, ski, whatever it is that you like to do. Bring in a positive spin into that and give up ownership of those things. Because if you don't want to hang on to them, don't claim ownership to them. It's not like a car that you drive. My car. I drive my car. It's not your car. It's my car. Well, I would encourage you not to do that with your diagnoses. Just let it go. Okay. That might need some work for you. That might need some emotional change or some emotional shifting for you. And we're going to go through some of those things that you can do to shift that emotionally. All right. So the first thing I want you to do is choose a challenge. Choose something that is standing out for you at the moment and is challenging. I'm going to pick my IT band. So these are they're a muscle ligament tendon group that runs from the hip to the knee. They're challenging for me. My muscle, those IT bands are pretty tight and dry and kind of stiff. So those are my elements. Okay. I want to pay attention to what I've said about those things. You know, I want to be careful that I don't speak things like my damned IT bands. They just never work for me, because they're going to hear you and they're going to say, okay, well, she doesn't want us to work for her, so we're not going to work. the body is inherently, the term that I was given was lazy, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the body inherently wants to rest. So if it doesn't have to work, it doesn't work. The thyroid is an example. You know, the thyroid needs to do certain things. As soon as we put it on our medication, the thyroid goes, oh, well, you're giving me the hormone? I'm just going to go to rest. And it will atrophy over time and it will function less efficiently. Be careful about saying that something is damaged. Damaged has an implication that can't be fixed, but that's not necessarily the case. We work in the construction industry. We work in remodeling, and I've seen some things that are pretty seriously, quote unquote, damaged that with some work and some restoration and some good attention can be beautifully restored. And that's true too for your body in many cases. I've had 5 abdominal surgeries. That's a lot of scar tissue and adhesions. I couldn't say I never looked at that area as damaged because I think I probably did, but now I look at it as, okay, so my body did what it needed to do at the time as a protection. And now it's safe for me to release the scar tissue. It's safe for me to release the experience of those surgeries. And it's safe for that area to soften and loosen. Okay. My blank never works right. My brain never works right. Can't remember a darn thing. Again, your body is going to hear that and it's going to go, oh, okay. She doesn't expect the brain to work right. So we're not going to work right. The doctor said blank. This one gets us into, and I want to refer you back to the Bruce Lipton video that I posted from day one, back into the placebo and the nocebo. Okay. The placebo effect is really what we're talking about here. It is the belief in healing. So in every clinical trial that's done properly, they will give a group a placebo, a sugar pill, and they'll give a group the medication that they're testing. I don't have a statistic on it, but I can tell you that in most cases, at least 40% of the placebo group sees an improvement on the sugar pill because they believe they were being healed. They believe that this thing was doing that for them. But when in reality, they were the ones doing the healing of themselves. They believed in their healing ability. Now that was coming from an external source. It doesn't change the outcome. It doesn't change the fact that they healed themselves. They just had a belief that an external source gave them something. In this case, what I'm suggesting to you is you don't need that external source. You have what you need inside. So let's flick the switch and let's turn this on. Let's get it moving. Okay. So be careful about what the doctor said, because there are story after story after story of people that were told something by a doctor that didn't turn out to be true. A good example, friends of ours, their 6-month-old started having seizures. They went to the doctor. He was diagnosed with an R factor deficiency and told he wouldn't walk, he wouldn't be verbal, he may not live past the age of 10. I think he's 23 now. He drives a car, he runs a lawn mowing business. He walks fairly well. He does have some muscle tension issues. But to be candid with you, he started utilizing marijuana as a healing plant and his speech is improving. He is walking better. He's got less of the dystonia and he's moving out of the house and he's going to live on his own and he's doing amazing. So that's one personal story that I know about of an individual who overcame the diagnosis that they were given. Okay, so know that you can do it. Here are a few other phrases to pay attention to and get out of your vocabulary. Just get it right out, sweep it out. As soon as you say it, correct it. Cancel, cancel, delete, delete is one of my favorite starting points. So when you say, oh, you're killing me, it may seem like a joke, but your body doesn't understand jokes and sarcasm. Your body hears the words. So if you out of habit go, oh, you're killing me, as soon as you catch yourself go, cancel, cancel, delete, delete. You're doing amazing. I love you. Everything's great. Shift that immediately. You're making me sick, or this is making me sick. I'm disgusted. My blank is so stressful. This phrase is about perception, about reaction, which isn't part of this discussion, but understand that when you perceive something to be stressful, it lives up to that name. But if you say, "Meh, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll do what I can," then you've released the stress of that thing and you've allowed it to be what it is. The phrase, "I can never," or "I can't," those stop your progress right away. Okay. So once you've identified the body part that you want to work on or the system that you want to work on, and you've looked at your language around that thing, the diagnosis, the body part, the system, the gland, the organ, the cells, whatever it is, then start to speak positively to that space. So you might, again, go into a really simple meditative space, find a chair to sit in, sit on the floor. My original meditative space in our last house was our master bathroom. I just would put a rug down. I'd close the door because people would leave me alone. And, you know, I would do whatever I had to do, put on some soft music, something calming, diffuse some essential oils, bring my water in with me, bring a notebook in with me. And I would sit and do the meditation. And again, it does not have to be long, 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be in a dark room. The notebook is really helpful because you can write down things that you think of so that they're not spinning around in your head going, "Wait, I got to try to remember that." So that you can immediately kind of extract it from your head and go back into a much calmer space. So you begin to speak life and health into those elements. So let's just say you don't sleep very well. You know, you wake up at, say, 3 a.m. You may begin to say, "I am so happy and grateful that I sleep deeply and restfully throughout the night." And you might repeat that 12 times, 14 times, 21 times. This is like the skipping record. This is like the song that keeps playing in your head. What you're doing is you're wiring different neural synapses, and you're taking that subconscious record that's playing in the background, the skipping record, and you're stopping that record. You're taking it off and you're putting a new record on. And this new record says, "I am so grateful and thankful that my legs work so well for me, that I have the stamina, the endurance, the strength that I need. I'm so grateful and thankful that I am in such a good mood today, that today has been incredible, and that people have been so kind, and my body's working really well. I'm so grateful and thankful that my blood sugar was balanced throughout the day. I'm grateful and thankful that my stress level is lowering each and every day." You can apply this across the board. Now, I've had lots of people say to me, "Well, but I don't believe that to be true." You're right. You probably don't believe that to be true right now. Because the program that's been running in the background that has become true because you've said it so many times, whether consciously or subconsciously, verbally or in your thought pattern, you've embedded a belief that is negative and is holding you in this space. Just like you've embedded that belief without knowing it, we're going to use the same methodology to embed the belief, but this time you're going to know about it. You're intentionally creating it. You are placing it in there. So this is your opportunity to, I don't know if you guys remember, if you're old enough, sorry for those who are younger, we used to get these tape players that had buttons on them. So you put your cassette tape in there and they usually had five buttons on them. They had a play button and a rewind button and a stop button. And if you press two buttons, it would record onto the tape. So then you could speak into the microphone and it would record on the tape. Those were great. this is what we're doing, but we're doing it within ourselves and we're doing it within our neural synapses and our nervous system and our whole energy field. We're speaking kindness and life. I am happy and healthy each and every day. I love getting out and into the sunshine. I love playing in the snow. Being in the sauna helps me feel so amazingly well. And then I come out and I take a cool shower and my immune system is functioning amazingly well. Those macrophages, those B cells, those T cells, they're working super hard for me and I'm doing great. Speaking to the cells, speaking that level of positivity, speaking that optimal vital function has an amazing ability to shift your perspective. Now, this goes far beyond health. This has been a focus on health. This has been a focus on physical function, but you can apply it to anything. You can apply it to relationships, how you experience work, et cetera. So apply this to many different areas of life. And when it seems silly, and it does at first, it might seem silly. The more you see things unfold in your life, you go, wow, this isn't silly at all. This is very powerful stuff. And it is very powerful stuff. You are creating your reality. Right now, you're creating your future reality. The reality you're living in now, you created in your past. So think about what you have now. Think about what you want. And begin to speak that into your life. Okay. So there is your task for today, is to speak life into your body and in your health and into all areas and aspects of your life. So you can have some fun with this. Write it down. There's a power of connection between the mental processes and writing. There's incredible power. Typing doesn't do the same thing. Writing, and then draw pictures, because then you're getting the right side of the brain and the left side of the brain. You're getting all working together and you get to imagine this incredible thing. The house we live in now, I imagined this 4 years ago. I walked through it. I saw it. I said, I'm super excited to live in this house. And guess what? We do live in this incredible house now that we built with our own two hands. And that has been so fun and exciting. I just love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so I'm going to close that section for today. Tomorrow we're going to be, yes, it is Sunday. So there are day four. We got tomorrow and Monday are the last 2 days. And we're going to do some fun stuff over the next 2 days. After that, coming up in March, I also have another Face and Embrace Your Dragons challenge. Now, what we talked about today, this is an expanded version of that. It's the things you haven't wanted to deal with. I'm going to walk you through dealing with them. I'm going to hold space with you while we do this. It's going to be incredible. So don't miss out on that one. If you want to join the Face and Embrace Challenge, your Dragons Challenge, there's an event in the Facebook page, Whole Body Renewal Center. There's a link in there for Eventbrite. Click in there, buy your ticket, and then join the group. That one will start March 4th. That's a Friday. So I'm looking forward to that one. That one's going to be a lot of fun. So come on back for next week for day four. Sorry, next week, tomorrow for day four of our Talk to Yourselves challenge. Thanks. See you soon. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you want more, you want consultation, you want self-help, healing, you can find me at wholebodyrenewalcenter.com, Whole Body Renewal on Facebook. I am also on Instagram. I look forward to meeting you and helping you along your journey to full empowerment and healing.